This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
With me, as promised, it's Gaynor. My friend, Gaynor, from the Isabel Community Cafe, where, well, Gaynor and I, we're a bit of a team now, aren't we, Gaynor?
Definitely.
I'd better switch your microphone on.
Yeah, that might be a plan.
Yeah. Are you all right now?
Yes, I'm fine.
Are you comfortable?
Yes,
I am. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Are you going to be nice?
I'm always nice.
Thanks, Gaynor. Right. So, Gaynor's come in because not only does she do these fantastic cookery courses for show people how to cook on a budget, which is really important, does that for a reason, because it's part of an organisation called Pan Together. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
And you're here to tell us all about Pan Together, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Say yes, Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
Right. So go on. What I don't know much about, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is and what it does. So can you explain it to everyone?
Yes. Pan Together is a community group. It was put up originally by people of Pan for people of Pan. It's expanded because now it involves anybody that wants to come in. We do, we help promote education, health and wellbeing, general fun, social isolation. We kind of tackle all those little issues that people live in alone and sort of unhappy. We try to cheer them up,
yeah,
and make them happy.
Okay. Why did it start? Where did it all come from?
Originally, it started about 13 years ago with Pan Can, which was just a lovely lady called Cheryl Snudden started it with the help of some other people, and they just started off with a kettle and a porter cabin,
yeah,
which was donated from Downside Middle School at the time. Yeah. So they were in there just so that once a week people could go and have a cup of tea. From there it progressed to Pan Together, and then we had lots of second-hand equipment like a cooker,
okay,
and a chiller, and then and an urn. We had an urn. And then we started making meals once a week. And then we progress to having specials every day so that people can buy, can get something to eat on a budget. It's really, really cheap in there, in the cafe part of the centre,
yeah,
which is the hub.
Yeah.
That's where everyone gets together.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of just good, solid, healthy home-cooked meals, because some people don't, if they're living on their own, they don't get a decent meal, but they know that they can come in, get something reasonably,
yeah,
priced, and it's healthy.
Okay.
And then within that, we also offer education courses. We do maths and English on a Friday and on a Tuesday. We have a job club, IT courses. So we tackle education. And then we've got youth club on a Tuesday and a Wednesday night. So we tackle the youth, give the kids stuff to do.
Yeah.
Then every Thursday we have bingo, which is basically older people. So it gives them something to do. And then once a year we have Pan Fest, which is live music from local bands and fates and stuff, and it's generally just a really good place to drop in and,
yeah,
be,
yeah,
not alone,
yeah,
unalone.
Yeah, yeah, I know. No, that's brilliant. But it's presumably to get to, what is it, 10 years you've been going officially?
10 years. It was our 10th anniversary on Tuesday, so this week is 10 years since Pan Together started.
Okay. And has it been a hard job to raise the money to keep going?
Yeah, we don't get any funding from, we're not supported by the council. A lot of people think we're supported by the council. We're not. They are our landlords currently,
right,
because we rent the building, the new building, off of the council.
Yeah.
But other than,
what's that building called?
That is called Downside Community Centre,
right,
and it is there's like a hub. It's Downside Community Centre, the East White Family Centre, and Barton Primary School, all on the same site.
Yeah. Okay.
So
and that's all on Furlongs.
All
on
Furlongs.
It? Yeah.
Right opposite the chip shop and the shop.
Yeah.
And the hairdressers. So it's like a little,
yeah,
village.
Okay. And is this what is the history of it? Is it because Pan and the area has suffered a lot? Was that the motivation, that people felt that this isn't right and there are a lot of people here who need help, particularly on the Isle of Wight?
Yeah.
Was that where it
was, well,
began?
Yes. Essentially, I'm going to use big words like indices of deprivation.
Yeah.
Pan is the highest on the island for deprivation, poverty, skills and training.
Is it still, you think?
Yeah, it is, yeah, although the most recent check to say about the indices, with all the cuts and more people unemployed and all of these things, that we've actually stayed the same. It's not got any worse,
okay.
Which then looks like what we're doing or what we're trying to do is actually helping people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise it would have got worse,
yeah.
Because prices have gone up, wages have gone,
yeah.
down. So it would have got worse, but it hasn't. So yeah. We must be doing something.
Yeah. And now you were saying that it's not restricted to people from the Pan area.
Anybody across the island can come in.
Yeah.
I mean, we work it in partnership with the Prison Officers Association Learn on a Friday. And that's like a job club, springboard job club and stuff. And people come from all over the island for that.
Mm.
The cooking on a budget stuff, primarily it was put out from the people of Pan.
Yeah.
But we've had people from East Cowes, from Shanklin and whatever, because we've had recommendations or,
yeah.
you know, there's lots of people island-wide that don't know how to cook.
Yeah.
So, like okay. you, Kevin.
yeah, so I'm learning from you, though.
You are, yeah.
yeah
so,
yeah.
that way, by tackling the problem at source, right at the beginning, teaching young people, mums, dads to cook, then they will instil that in their children and hopefully, in the future,
yeah.
they'll be able to cook and sustain themselves healthily.
Yeah. Yeah, and do people in that area feel there's a sort of, because I like the sound of Pan Together, but in one way it sounds a little bit defensive, like you need to be together to, you know what I mean? Is there something of that?
Do you feel like
it's us and them?
There used to be a lot of that,
yeah.
because Pan's always had a really bad reputation,
yeah.
Which is... It's not true.
No.
It's vicious rumour.
Yeah.
It's a lovely, lovely place.
Yeah.
And it is like, although it's like the biggest estate probably on the island, it's got a village community feel.
Yeah.
And it's like when you see things on various Facebook pages or on news sites and such, and they go, oh, typical Pan, or don't park your car on Pan. And
yeah.
It's all completely rubbish.
Yeah.
We've actually got a lower crime rate than Benbridge. On Pan,
yeah.
So it's just bad press.
Yeah.
So if we can make good press of what a lovely, lovely place Pan is to be,
yeah, definitely.
Then that would be really good for Pan. So yeah. we are a bit defensive, but only because
yeah.
of bad press and yeah. outside people yeah. that don't know Pan.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, these myths and legends develop, don't they?
Yeah,
and
over
they stick.
They do
can
stick. Yeah.
yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad you said all that, though. But looking to the future. So we've had Pan Together for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and you've probably explained pretty well what difference it's making to people's lives. Have you got any specific plans for the future that you could tell us about?
We're trying to go for charity status at the moment, which is really, really difficult. It's really difficult. If we can get charity status, then we can get more funding to be able to enable ourselves to do more things.
Right.
As it is at the moment, to keep us funded, it's just the cafe and room rental. So we do hire out rooms and stuff.
Okay.
And those are bringing in the money to keep us going, but we're just breaking even.
Right.
So we need a boost, really,
yeah.
and charity status would give us that.
Okay.
So we're ongoing with that at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. And are there any, I think I'm asking you this because I think you mentioned it, there's some special event coming up in December, isn't there?
Yes, we're going to have like a Christmas market.
Lovely.
Out of the front of the cafe.
Are you making all the cakes and stuff?
There'll be cake. There'll be
Good.
Cake.
That's all right.
It'll all be done up with all the marquees and fairy lights, and we'll have
yeah.
a Santa's grotto and
oh, lovely.
Bits and pieces. So that is on the 2nd of December from
yeah.
11 till 3.
Just one day. Yeah, and am I dreaming, or did you tell me a while ago there was going to be some music nights as well?
Yes, we are hoping to put some acoustic nights on, maybe one a month.
All right, brilliant.
So, yeah, with
okay.
Local acoustic yeah. musicians.
I'll bring my banjo then.
You're going to sing again?
No. Okay. Oh, it's brilliant, though. So, big wave to everybody involved in Pound Together.
Oh,
so 10 years, it's a big achievement.
And it's all volunteer. It started off all volunteers.
Yeah, and I bet it hasn't been an easy ride,
no,
has it?
No, and it's really difficult. So if anyone wants to volunteer...
Yes.
Yeah, you give us a ring.
Good. So, good link there, Gaynor.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. How can people get in touch?
We have two Facebook pages, the Pound Together Facebook page and the Isabel Cafe page.
Yeah.
And so you can... send us a message on that. You can ring us at any time, which is 248170.
Yeah, 248170.
Yeah, and ask for me or Kim
okay.
or Wendy, and somebody will
Okay.
Be there to help.
Or, just
drop in. Yeah, just pop in. Yeah. Come and have a cup of tea. I mean, a big mug of tea is 80p.
Right.
So, and a big slice of homemade cake is a pound. Oh, so it's
dear,
not that
dear.
Bad in price.
It's
and
a
we
no
have a roast
brainer,
roast dinner on a Thursday.
Yeah. I bet you even
roast.
Now there'll be a stampede to Isabel Community Cafe now. I bet you when you get back there's going to be a huge queue.
I hope not, because it'll be closed at 4.
All right, that's brilliant. Oh, well, all the best from Vectis to everybody involved in Pan Together, and especially to you, Gaynor, for all your hard work. And I'll be seeing you again next Wednesday, won't I?
You
for
will.
Another late lunch recording
yes,
session.
Yes, definitely.
I can't wait. Are we doing an FM special?
We are doing an FM special.
But details yet to be confirmed.
Yeah, so if anyone's got any ideas of what we can cook with the letters FM...
No, don't say that.
Well, why not? Yeah,
well, you know what people are going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, big mistake there. Anyway, thanks, Gaynor.
That's okay. Thank you for letting me come.
Oh, that's all right. We'll see you again soon.
Okay. www.vectisradio.com